Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank? Having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/move to gas.
Now, in an urban area, getting to work can be a trial in itself. They're sitting in traffic jams or sitting in buses and trains inhaling other people's body odour. But Benjamin David, who lives in Munich, takes a different route. He swims to work. Benjamin, good afternoon.
Hi, nice to speak to you, Sean.
Before you started swimming to work, how long would your commute take?
Well, it would take, depending on the traffic, and it wasn't so much about the time. I just hate the nastiness of transport in public spaces in Munich. The car drivers are aggressive, the cyclists are aggressive, even the pedestrians are aggressive, the bus drivers are aggressive, and I just couldn't stand it anymore.
Yeah, and it that's probably a common experience in many parts of the world, that it can be unpleasant. Did you used to take public transport, or did you drive?
I'm kind of a multi-mobile person. I would take whatever means made the most sense. But in general, I'm also very much into urban development, city planning, and so on. So I basically also am very interested in new formats of mobility and how you can organize your daily life.
Right. So how close do you live to the river?
It's about 100 meters.
Ah.
That I live from so-called Wittelsbacher Brücke, which is a very prominent bridge here in downtown Munich. And my work is about 2 kilometers downstream, a few bridges further at Ludwigsbrücke. That's basically the bridge where Munich was invented some 859 years ago with the construction of that bridge. And that's where my work is. It's a huge cultural festival called Kulturstrand, or Culture Beach, it would be in English, or Irish, for what it is. And yeah, so that's my work. So I really just simply swim down, get out of the river, and I am at work.
And so when you go to the river, have you got everything ready to go, so to speak? I assume you have some sort of waterproof bag.
Well, thing is, there is a cool designer in Basel, in Switzerland, who basically a few years ago had the same idea and question, how can I swim to work? And he invented something that's called the Wickelfisch, a very, very German or Swiss word. It's basically a kind of a, you can roll it up, that's Wickel, and it's a fish. It looks like a fish, but it's basically just a waterproof bag or sack, and you just drop in all your stuff, my clothes, my suit, my laptop, my smartphone, and then you roll it up and just throw it over your shoulder. You look a bit like David Hasselhoff then.
Okay.
Back in Baywatch, you have like a red bubble on your side. It's a bit larger. And the thing is, you can also use it as a swimming device. So if, like me, you have a 2 kilometer commute, and you get a bit tired, especially when the water is a bit fresh, you get tired faster, then you can just have a nice little nap on your buoy that you're taking
all
with
right.
you.
And is the river itself, is it tidal? Is it difficult to swim?
Actually, the river is almost like tidal, but not the way you might think. it's like tidal because we're relatively close to the Alps. It's actually a whitewater river up in the mountains, and so especially with heavy rainfall or with snow melting and all these conditions, the river can change its height and also its rapidity very strongly, also on very short notice. And the cool thing is I have a what we call the Wasserwirtschaftsamt, so it's basically the water maintenance department of Bavaria. They have a homepage where they produce the water level in real time. So every 15 minutes there's new data, and they also provide the water temperature. Also, the real-time temperature that we have right now. Mm. So I just check that out before starting to swim depending on that, I will, if the level's too high, meaning that the current will be too strong, I don't swim, but most of the time it's okay.
Yeah.
And then I will check the temperature, put on my wetsuit or not, and then I'll just swim to work.
In the winter, can it get pretty cold?
The thing is, this being a river that comes from the mountains, you can get very warm temperatures in summer, like 22, 23 degrees centigrade, but they can also go down to 12, 14 degrees in summer. And the same actually happens in winter. Like if you have two or three beautiful, sunny winter days, the river can, most of the time it will be like 4 degrees or so, which is kind of fresh, I'd say, but with a wetsuit it's fine. But it also in winter it can be like 10, 12 degrees. And especially when you're in like in the sun, and we have a very crisp wintertime weather here. It's mostly sunny all winter. And so it's actually even more beautiful swimming in winter. And you have the fog on the river, and it's all these beautiful green trees lining the river. And it's actually even more magnificent than swimming in
summer.
That
sounds and I assume this river is pretty clean.
Well, this river is actually drinking water quality.
Ah.
So this is one of those beautiful examples where mankind can reverse damage it has done to an ecosystem. Germany has been, and especially Bavaria and Munich, has been very efficient about cleaning the river, especially in summer, from May until November. Everything that flows into the river is they put UV rays on it, so it is basically freed of all those nasty germs that would come out of
any dirt, basically.
Yeah, so basically everything that comes in is filtered out, and so you get drinking water coming into the river, and then as the river comes out of the mountains, we're talking about fresh rainwater. And the thing is, if I'm thirsty while swimming to work, I can actually drink the water I'm swimming in.
That's great. So when you get out at the other end and you're either in your wetsuit or just in your swimming trunks, do you then walk to work and dry off that way?
Well, the thing is, I'm especially lucky as I have my cultural project there at Ludwigsbrücke, close to the Deutsches Museum, which Irish tourists might know. It's right in the city center. I have this project, and it has a beautiful little bar. And so I just walk up to the people who work for me and ask them for a cappuccino and undress, not in front of people working for me, but undress and get dressed and have a cappuccino. And also most of the times I will then organize meetings and stuff right there. So I just get out of the river. There's a little ladder where I can get up the K, and there I am. That's it.
Yeah, but are you dripping wet then at that stage when you go in for the
cappuccino? Well, we have this wonderful invention here that's called a towel.
Ah.
And I use that, and then I'm dry, and I will also take a hair dryer with me if I have a meeting where I think I should look a bit representative, and that's it. So I just dress up right there.
And is swimming home at the end of the day more difficult or easier?
The thing is, that is not an option. The current of the Isar is really rapid. So just to give you an idea, it takes me between 12 and 27 minutes to move those 2 kilometers downstream. It would be impossible to swim against the current. So on the way back, I just take a bus or go by foot.
Okay.
Or take a taxi.
A wise choice. Benjamin David, thanks very much for talking to us.
It was a bloody good experience. Thank you, and bye-bye.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.